Chapter 17. At Kemp's House. The next day, Kemp received a letter.
You are very energetic and very intelligent, but this town is now under my control. Today I will kill one person, you. You can try to hide, but death will find you.
Kemp read the letter twice. Then he closed all the windows and shutters in the house. Then he put his pistol in his pocket. "We will catch him," he said. "You are invisible, Griffin, but I will win." Sometime later, Kemp heard the doorbell ring. It was the chief of police. Kemp showed Griffin's letter to the chief of police. The chief of police read it carefully. They heard the sound of glass breaking. First, the window in the study broke. Then they heard the bedroom window break, then another window and another. "He's an idiot," said Kemp. "The shutters are closed and the glass is falling outside. He'll cut his feet."
"I'm going to the police station," the chief said. "I'm going to get the dogs. Have you got a pistol?"
Kemp gave him his pistol and unlocked the front door. The chief of police started to walk towards the road. Something moved near him.
"Stop,"
said a voice. The chief of police stopped.
"Please go back to the house,"
said the voice.
"No,"
said the chief. Immediately, someone kicked him and he fell to the ground. The chief fired the pistol. The invisible man hit him on the mouth and pulled the pistol from his hand.
"Get up," he said. "Go to the house or I'll kill you."
The chief of police tried to take the pistol. Kemp heard the shot and saw the blue smoke. The chief of police was on the ground and did not move. The pistol disappeared. "Where is Griffin now?" Kemp thought. Suddenly, he heard something break. He ran to the kitchen. There, he saw an axe in the air. It broke the windows and the shutters. Then it disappeared. Kemp saw his pistol on the ground in the garden. Then it jumped into the air. He heard the shot and jumped back. Two policemen arrived at the front door. Kemp opened the door for them, then locked it again. They heard the axe break something in the dining room. They ran into the dining room and saw the axe and the pistol in the air. They heard the breathing of the invisible man.
"I want Kemp," he said.
Griffin and the two policemen started to struggle. Griffin hit the first policeman on the head with the axe, and he fell to the ground. But the second policeman hit something. There was a cry of pain, and the axe fell to the ground. The policeman listened. He heard nothing. The first policeman, his face covered with blood, asked,
"Where is he?"
"I don't know,"
replied the other,
"but I hit him. Where is Dr. Kemp?"
The dining room window was open. Dr. Kemp was not in the house.